You're listening to audio coverage of Sun and Fun 2019 on avweb.com.
Hi, this is Mark Cook with Avweb. I had an opportunity during Sun and Fun 2019 to sit down with Scott Hayes of Superior Air Parts. He brought me up to speed on the XP400 engine recall program, not only where it is today, but what set all this in motion. Here's Scott.
So you'd like to start with a sort of an update on the 400-382 project. They shared a common crankshaft, which is why we're going to go ahead and bring them all in. The engine originally was developed by Frank Thielert as a Reno race engine, and it's sort of on the ragged edge of performance, which is what that audience really wants. The engine, if pushed, can be in a detonation window relatively easy. And detonation, as you know, is not an event we want to have. So we'd really feel most comfortable bringing those engines back in, buying them back. It's not a great process to go through, but it's the right process to go through because I'd rather you be safe. So with that evidence in front of us, the best thing we can do is buy them back. We're not a large company. I've got a sales team of three. Bill's got a support team of him plus one. So we wear a lot of hats. We've actually gone out and picked up some engines. We've had other customers bring their engines to us. It's been an amazing process. So unfortunately, I don't have a direct replacement for this. We sell 320 cubic inch, 360 cubic inch engines that go up to about 185 horsepower. So I don't have anything in that 200 horsepower flavor. So that's somewhat of a problem in that I'm buying back an engine that I know my customer's going to get someplace else. In those exchanges have been, can I keep my sump? Can I buy back my fuel injection or mags? We're happy to make whatever customization pieces we can make to try to make that transition into the next engine as smooth and seamless as we can possibly do it. We're about a third of the way through the process of contacting customers, having them remove the engine, send it back to us. They send us the engine and a release, and we send them back a check. So we're about a third of the way through the paying the folks out for their engine. So some have been in a hurry to do it. Some are maybe in the Northeast where the winters are harsh, and they want a little more time. And really what we're trying to do is not slow them down, try to streamline the process. So when you're ready, we'll pick it up. So we'll send a crate out. The customer will crate their engine back up. We have a shipping company comes, picks it back up, takes it to us. Or if they'd like to go to like a shop like Barrett Precision, we'll take it directly to the shop. They can build up their next engine from there. One of the things that we've seen as we've torn engines down is clean pistons. Pistons that are free of any deposits whatsoever. So what that tells us is we're sort of right on the edge of incipient detonation because you should have some combustion deposits. And the lack of them, people will look at that and say, oh, this is awesome, when in fact it's a sign of an issue. So the advanced timing that some ignition systems can get to, like some have an A and B curve, some of those advanced timings will go out to 32 degrees. So you get in an area where you're sort of in no man's land. And so that's what we've sort of seen in there. But we've also seen some traditional slick mags that have been advanced and they've had similar issues. So I think you almost need a little more margin of safety in that ignition system, which is why when we started off, they were originally timed at 25 degrees. We did a whole bunch of studies around it, said if we reduced to 20, the pressures in the cylinders go down significantly. But we had one failure where we couldn't verify exactly where the timing was set. The data plate said one thing, the physical evidence said something totally different, and it was enough for us to say, you know what, in the interest of safety, let's buy them all back. You know, we've done ridiculous amount of metallurgy around the crankshaft itself and found absolutely nothing, no white layer issues, no stressing strains, no subsurface issues. We've run the engine in various configurations. We've gotten transducers to go in spark plug holes to measure pressures and all sorts of that. And we've been unable to come up with a specific issue other than seeing some signs of incipient detonation that's probably transitioning into more than that. So again, in the interest of safety, it's just trying to bring them all back. And I do get asked if we'll go ahead and produce a replacement. And I'll say that the buyback is eating up a lot of R&D funds. And downstream, I'd love to tell you I have a solution, but to tell you it'll be sometime 2 years or beyond is probably realistic in terms of what it'll take.